Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today is going to be partly cloudy, a little breezy, high around the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees right now in Kenosha, 37 in Burlington, 42 in Milwaukee, and 40 in Racine. Ongoing planning for that proposed event center, plus the old Machinery Row Project site, Uptown redevelopment, all part of the capital planning discussion by the Racine Common Council in Committee of the Whole last night regarding next year's budgets and beyond. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk noting that the Redevelopment Authority bonding for over $39 million, that's related to the event center, which has a funding mechanism incorporating some additional sources.
It would be a fairly complex financing that would probably get issuance potentially by the RDA, but it could potentially have to be issued by the city as well because of those series of different revenue streams that ultimately would be pledged against it. So in many regards, it's kind of a yet to be determined. If the project moves forward, then how would the final bond take its place? Because the key would be to keep the interest rate as low as possible.
He said that the community development budget listing of $62 million for 2018, that is mostly the event center, but the rest is toward work on what is now the Water Street project.
We would anticipate that we would be developing a new plan, that we would accomplish the demolition, and that we would be doing a good deal of work toward the engineering required for the promenade and the seawall improvements. So that would be the extent of what we think would be accomplished in 2018.
He also explained the Water Street project's bonding. That would be for next year. The work, though, that would probably take place over a few years.
The money necessary for the project would be accounted for in that given year. Would it all be expended in that given year? No, much like a lot of times you bond large-scale projects, you might bond for it in 1 year and spend 2 to 3 years actually doing all of the work. So in this case, it would be a 2 to 3 year project, but in fact, all the financing would show up in effect because it's being bonded in 1 year.
There's more budget review coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. All these meetings are open to the public. They are carried live on cable channel 25. And next Monday night, it's the budget public hearing at 6 o'clock. Community Development Authority in the Village of Sturtevant meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. On the agenda, discussion, consideration of the marketing of the now village-owned Cobble Court properties. Racine County Board set to meet at 6:30 tonight at Eyes Grove. That agenda, if it's a regular business meeting, by the way, there's a public hearing with that on the proposed budget for next year, raising the compensation of supervisors by a few thousand dollars for the first time in many years. That might draw some citizen comments. The county board will then be voting on the budget next month. In Racine, requested rezoning of an historic industrial building on the near south side at 1701 Packard Avenue moved right along without discussion by the City Plan Commission. It is just one part of a process for creating a residential complex at that location, which would include townhouses and apartments. Representing the J. Jeffers Company, Andy Wilson, at the public hearing, who said this is all going to come in phases in terms of the work, starting out with a part of the building next door. Meanwhile, the purchase of the two sites, he said, that will be one particular effort.
Both properties at the same time, taking ownership of the entire site, it wouldn't be a phased purchase, but the construction and the development of 1700 Packard, which has a smaller building on it now, would be something that we would wait to see how a certain flat-screen TV maker influences the market and the housing market around here.
And the state historic tax credits will also play a key role. Common Council approval of the rezoning November 7th moves the issue to a public hearing ahead of final adoption. In western Kenosha County, the Village of Twin Lakes' newest police officer is on the job. 17-month-old German Shepherd Rex teamed up with Officer Joe Patla.
We've seen different issues kind of creep up in town, and obviously the dog's not going to solve all the world's problems, but it's going to help us be more diligent in our response to the community. There's several different things it can offer besides just finding illegal drugs.
Officer Patla says a dog provides the department valuable options out in the field, also helps in the relationship building between law enforcement and the public.
Maybe somebody hasn't necessarily had a good experience with law enforcement. Maybe the dog can be an icebreaker, because a lot of people do enjoy animals. And we can kind of start a small conversation and branch off from there.
Rex arrived from Germany back in August. The two had been in training together for the past 4 weeks. Cost of purchasing Rex and training the two together, about $14,000, all of it from the community through fundraisers or donations. The man in charge of implementing Racine Unified's new academies model at the high school level says the transition's been moving forward quite smoothly. Dan Thielen indicating that the high school students in Racine now are choosing between pursuing one of 14 broad career categories.
When students choose an academy, our goal is to have 100% of our students get their first choice. This past year, going into this year, because this is our first year with the launch of the career academies, last year we launched our freshman academies. So this year we have another round of our freshman academy, and the freshmen from last year are now in their sophomore year in that launch of the career academies, is that we were able to give all of our freshmen from last year going into this year their first choice.
He says that as the program moves forward, district administrators are going to be watching close to see whether allowing students to concentrate on their areas of interest will result in higher standardized test scores. Local unemployment rates tumbling from August to September, according to the Department of Workforce Development. Racine down 1.3% to 4.9%. It was a 9/10 decline in Mount Pleasant, 5/10 in Caledonia, 6/10 in Kenosha, 2/10 in Oak Creek. At the county level, the jobless rate falling 9/10 in Racine to 3.8% and 6/10 in Kenosha County to 3.7%. The proposed Foxconn project going to require a rather large tract of land in Mount Pleasant. At this week's village board meeting, the trustees accepted an offer to sell land in the target area, but at this point, the village cannot offer to buy property. Attorney Alan Markovitz explaining now that a memorandum of understanding has been signed and the creation of a tax incremental district recommended, state law prohibits the village from making offers on property within the area identified for the project. He said offers to purchase by the village have to wait until the state has approved a relocation plan.
To find out what their needs are, what their concerns are, what their preferences are, and so on. That process then has to be compiled into what is called a relocation plan, which is a way of sending a document to the State Department of Administration, which shows that this village is following the law requiring relocation of farms, businesses, residences, anything like that at all.
At the meeting on Monday, the village approved the contracts with 7 businesses, one of them involved in relocation services. Markovitz adding it's going to be maybe 45 to 60 days at the earliest before that relocation plan can be approved. With Gateway Technical College already ramping up the training efforts ahead of Foxconn setting up shop in Mount Pleasant, there's a related changing of the guard in leadership coming within a week. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Gateway Technical College has named Matt Janison as the new vice president of the Business and Workforce Solutions Division. Janison will begin his new duties October 30th. He replaces Debbie Davidson, who is retiring. Janison has worked for Gateway since 2007 in a variety of positions within the college's automotive technology program, as well as transportation industry education. He most recently served as the NC3 instructor coordinator for Gateway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And congratulations to our one-time colleague, Gary Sewer, who did high school sports play-by-play for decades here on WRJN, as well as Parkside basketball and a few other things. He's getting the Deep Roots Award at tonight's Racine County Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
That's going to be the ball game. The Raiders have won it. The Raiders, for the first time, become a minor pro football team to win consecutive championships.
With 2 seconds left to go, Peasley has the ball. Park has the state championship. Racine Park wins the state championship in Division I.
52 seconds left to go in the ball game. Here we go again. 61-60, Parkside trailing. Joe Foots dribbles around Pat Joyce. In the corner to Leoffa Scott. Scotty with the ball. Takes it to the side of the lane. Jumps, shoots from 15. It's good!
In addition to Gary handling sports broadcasting for so many years, he, of course, reported on local news, took over as news director from Don Edmark back in 1987 up until the summer of 1998. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.